Silent but deadly wealth killer number one, not paying yourself first. It's not what you earn, but what you keep. Yes, your income is important, but it's only the money you hold on to that counts. Many people put themselves at the end of the line, struggling to make sure everyone else gets paid except themselves. Let me ask you a question. What do you do for a living? Maybe you're a nurse, an engineer, a lawyer, a manager at a retail store. It could be anything. And if you're like me, you've had many jobs in your life. But what is similar about all of them? No, not that you hated them, but that they paid you an income. Maybe you're making $25,000, $65,000, maybe you're even making six figures. But if you're like most people, in it comes, and yes, you can say it, out it goes. To build wealth, you must utilize the first source of income you have today, not the six or seven figure income you hope to have tomorrow. If you're not doing it on the small amounts, what makes you believe you'll do it on the larger? And as I'd mentioned, we might all be doing different lines of work and all earning income, but again, most of us, in it comes, out it goes. You must learn to pay yourself first. If you took 10 cents on every dollar and held it to the side, that would be your future, your fortune, your wealth. Guess what? If you kept 10% of your income, in 10 years, you would have what? Yes, one full year of income. Now, you might say, Brandon, that's not going to make me wealthy. That's not a lot of money. But let me ask you another question. How much have you earned in the last 10 years? Then let me ask you another question. How much have you saved? If you said zero, who sold you on that idea? Again, the key to building wealth is to be able to pay yourself first. Say it right now and repeat after me. A part of my income is mine to keep. Some of you don't believe it. Let's say it again. A part of my income is mine to keep. One more time. A part of my income is mine to keep. Let me ask you another question. Can you be trusted to keep some of what is yours? Think of it this way. The government used to collect taxes, but now they take it. Why? Because part of what you earn is theirs to keep, and they're not taking any chances because most of us were not disciplined enough to hold the taxes back and pay it when it was due. Uncle Sam worked out a $1 billion strategy to take the money from your check first. Because they know that many people, the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, will be in line to get your money before them. But right now, you've again put yourself at the end of the line. But I'm giving you right now permission to move right up to the front, and the next time you get paid, to take a portion of your income and set it aside. Again, a part of what you earn is yours to keep. Now, your purse may be empty today, but no more. Commit right now to take some amount of your check out of every amount you receive and not spend it. Now, yes, the money you spend is yours to spend, but consumption kills wealth. Once you are wealthy, you can buy bigger and better things. Think about the word consumer. The root word is consume. And it literally means to burn up. And that is what you're doing by spending it all. You are burning up your future, your fortune, and your wealth. Maybe at your job you have an opportunity to engage or be involved in your 401k, where literally a part of what your employer earns is yours to keep. And Uncle Sam is actually kept at bay. That's a great way to have forced savings. Maybe you kick in 6%, your employer matches 6%, you're now got 12% in savings. And literally, because you're taking Uncle Sam out of the equation, it's actually higher. Maybe you do some type of automatic investment into a money market, a mutual fund, or you set money aside into a savings account and you don't use your debit card for that account. But you've literally got to automatically divert a percentage of your income to savings, investments, money markets, etc. I don't care where you send it, but send it now. Don't wait one more check. The savings will begin to feel good and generate the new feeling of wealth. And guess what? You'll find a way to live off the 90%. Look, I don't know about you, but I've been unemployed before. And guess what? If I could learn to live on 100% of nothing, I could surely learn to live on 90% of something. Somebody say it again. A part of my income is mine to keep. Silent but deadly wealth killer number one, not paying yourself first. Your income minus your expenses equals your quality of life. Last question. How would it feel and how would the quality of your life change if you started saving 10% of your income today? Start paying yourself first.